The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. A lot of fun talk in the first hour. Very little sports, but we'll get to it. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, put odds on it. Somebody brings up Breaking Bad was five seasons. I thought I said eight, so yeah, it was probably, that sounds right, five now that I think about it. But it ended when it was supposed to. And so I believe Justified could have gone 10 seasons and still been good. It went eight, I think.
It went a long time.
The problem, though, was that Elmore Leonard died, and you know he was consulting on the show because it's based on his writing. And I think after he died, you could start to see that some of the snappy dialogue wasn't the same because he had such a unique style. So I don't know if it would have been able to continue. I love that show, though. I could still go back and watch any episode. The best thing about that, you can watch any episode and not really know the storyline and still see enough in there to enjoy it. And somebody says, I think Archer went on too long. Yeah, I the last season of Archer was so bad, I won't watch anymore. So.
And someone mentioned the, I guess, apparently House of Cards had a horrible ending, which, no surprise.
And well, I ejected on that season two because as Robin Wright started taking on a bigger and bigger role, it ruined the show for me. I'm not a fan of hers. I thought she did a crappy job. So. Justified was six. Okay. What am I thinking that was eight? Maybe it was Sons was eight. That was a year too long.
I don't know. It might have been 2 years too long.
Over under 3.5 TDs for Dez. I don't think Dez can play anymore, but he's also about to have the best quarterback he's ever played with. He's also about to have the best receiver across from him that he's ever played with.
But he's also going to be the third receiver on that team.
Yeah. And now he does. Drew likes to spread the ball around over there, so maybe he'll do okay. But I don't know. I tend to think the Saints know what they're doing in most cases. But I'm sure it's exciting to see a name like that, but I don't know what he has left. So,
well, I mean, it's a pretty, from what I understand, it's pretty low risk.
Yeah, I mean, but we'll see. I think people get excited because they see the name. The reality is, I don't know what he's going to bring to the Saints.
I think if he was great, he would have already been on a team this year.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if he adds a little depth, great. But it's not – I don't think –
But you know what? Dez Bryant's only 30 years old. So it's not like he's – you know, It's not like he's completely washed, at least.
But I don't think this makes the Saints' defense appreciably better, or offense appreciably better. They're already, they're already pretty damn good.
But it is nice to be a part of a good offense, and that's like you said, it's the best quarterback he'll have ever played with, and
Thomas, best receiver he's ever had across from him.
Yeah,
without a doubt.
But and here's the reality: this is a guy who was caught 6 touchdowns last year, 800 something yards. He's still a viable NFL receiver. He's just probably not a number one anymore. But
not a number two, but.
He's going to be asked to be depth because Traquan Smith has shown that he could play, and he's a young guy with a lot of upside. The Saints like him, but it also makes sense to look for things, you know, that they can piece in around him.
713 says, and please let The Simpsons die. Almost 20 years overdue to put that thing down. My wife still loves that show.
I don't watch it anymore. I quit watching it a long time ago.
There's always one or two things when she has it on that I laugh at, but it's not something that I'm going to go out of my way to watch.
I'm with you. Like, honestly, I don't know. I loved that show when I was young. Loved it. And I used to be I could probably play Simpsons trivia with just about anybody if it's season 1 through 8.
Unfortunately, there's another 20 plus,
right.
17 seasons more, 18. I don't know.
So that's tough.
Brett says South Park has 10 good seasons.
Never got into that either.
Yeah, I just never found that to be that funny. Again, I think it has moments that are funny, but it's not worth my whole watching the whole show for me.
Yeah, but Simpsons on season 30.
30?
Wow.
And I think season 10 might have been like their last solid good season, and then you sprinkle in a couple of decent runs in the next 3, and then after that, it's all crap.
Did you see who the front runner for the Kansas job is?
No.
The Athletic's Bruce Feldman reports that.
Oh. What? Is his last name Briles?
No.
Oh, damn.
You're close. Rhymes with Briles.
Giles.
No, not Ken Giles. He's pitching for the Blue Jays.
Damn it.
How quickly they forget.
Lester Miles.
Lester Miles it is.
Good for him.
Yeah.
If he even makes them competitive, you got to put some respect on his name as a coach, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I think he can still coach. He's just got to find somebody who can run an offense for him. Yeah. I think at some point, a team like Kansas would take an Art Briles.
I think so too.
And just say, you know what? We've got all these things in place to make sure that he doesn't have this kind of control over anything that happens like that again. Off the field, and people kind of forget about it. Nobody talks about Kendall Briles anymore.
Nope. They just move on. There's
Except for when his play calling sucks like it did Saturday when he kept handing off the ball.
Although, maybe I say that, but maybe Maryland thought they were safe when they were like, okay, it's been a while. Let's bring back DJ Durkin now.
Well, that was that was still pretty fresh. I mean, the body was barely in the ground on that one. So. Did you see Andre Johnson apparently was being heckled in a bar?
No.
And confronts a heckler.
Leave these men alone.
He said multiple witnesses says he walked into the Bell Station Club in Houston to watch games around 5:45 p.m. when a, quote, fan approached him and started hounding him for photographs. Andre had just walked in the club and told the guy he'd do it after he got settled in. Problem is, the fan wasn't in the mood to be patient and started talking trash in front of a crowd of people. Okay, first off, if you're that guy, you're a dick.
Yeah.
There's no question. Andre confronted him, and he wasn't happy. At that point, the guy called Andre a bitch, and several people thought he was going to go after him. But security stepped in, and, once a guy does that, just walk away, man. There's nothing for you to gain from beating that guy's ass.
Yeah. And if you're the kind of guy who walks up to famous people in public and asks for autographs or pictures or whatever, even if they tell you, yeah, I'll do that, give me a few minutes, dude, that's way nicer than they need to be. And if you can't take that answer and be respectful and decent about it, then you're the bitch.
Yeah.
Andre Johnson.
Yeah, I mean,
leave these dudes alone, man. Well, I mean, and if they, if you know what, I don't think there's any problem with asking for a picture, but if he says no, just be like, okay, cool, man.
But it didn't even say that. Fan. He said, let me settle in.
Yeah.
Then you, cool. I mean, that's fine. I'll come back in a few minutes. But to just go off that you can't get what you want right then and there, yeah, you're a turd.
Yep.
Whoever you are. Definitely not a blitzer.
What? What did I just hear in my ear? That was Juggalo Trey?
No, you heard Jung's voice.
Oh, I thought that was. I thought Jung said Juggalo Trey was the person who.
Hey, Andre, I want that picture now.
Right now, Andre. I'm not playing around. I don't have all
You're
day.
You're a bitch, Andre.
I can never see that.
No. Things that will never happen.
All right, guys. I got to tell you all about my good friends at Bill Advisor. And trust me, they're going to be your friends, too. Because you know what friends do? They save friends money. And that's what Bill Advisor is going to do for you. They guarantee they're going to save you at least $300. They save most of our listeners over $800. Many of our listeners are getting up into the thousands. There's money to be saved out there, guys. And you know, it gets up there in the numbers. Kizzy G from Tomball saved $2,388 on her home and auto insurance. Julie G from Pearland, $2,570 on TV and internet bills. And Dustin L from Katy, the big winner this week, $3,214 on his home and auto insurance. You could be next, and it's so simple. Text the word GO to 232323. Your personal Bill Advisor will get your information, and they'll start working for you. One more time, just text GO to 232323 or go to billadvisor.com and click Start Saving.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. I have a question. I was just walking outside there, and I don't even know if this lady works for us. She looks familiar, but I don't know. She said, that's a nice vampire look you have today.
Ooh.
I don't think it's a compliment. That's not what I was going for. I wasn't going for vampires. There's something about this shirt that makes
it's your hair.
No, I was going for the mafia look, man. That's my
Fred.
No, that's my Godfather.
I've got
look.
Bad news for you.
Yeah,
your hairline is now in vampire territory instead of mafia territory.
Damn it!
Or maybe she wants you to suck her blood.
No, not happening. Not that. No.
It's not that way.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. But he says, I saw Andre at an HEB in Siena Plantation. He was the nicest dude ever and asked me if I wanted a pick. Being polite to him goes a long way. Lamont asks, what would you guys do if you were heckled? I've been heckled before. A couple of times, actually.
I've had drunk dudes bleep talk me.
My favorite. Well, there's two times I remember. One guy was just screaming at me one time about how much I sucked. He goes, you're the worst. I hate your show. And then he goes, and that Fowler guy is just as bad as you. I'm like, how the hell did you confuse me with AJ? It's like, I had a guy basically come up and just start, you guys just wish you were as good as in some podcast that I'd never heard of, right? And going on and on. I said, look, man, let me just buy you a drink. And if you don't mind, I'm just going to hang out with my friends. And, you know, and he just kept going and going and going. So I just closed the tab and left.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to engage any of that. I mean, I'm not going to. You know, what do I have to gain from it?
Not much.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just beat his ass.
Well, I had a friend there who wanted to beat his ass. And I'm no, man, this isn't worth it. Because I'm not getting involved in that. I'm too old, dude.
You are too old.
And,
you're right.
And, you know, and the guy was drunk.
You're falling apart.
And I don't know what his point was because he wasn't putting sentences together very well. And one other time, somebody was pulling something like that at one of my regular bars. And they just came over and nicely asked him to leave.
Yeah.
So, but it's happened. It's just, I mean, but I, Most of the time, I would say it's pretty rare, because when people want to come up and talk, I mean, I'll drop pretty much anything to talk to people who listen to the show, man. I appreciate how much everybody's done for us to get us where we are. So, Steven, the weather guy, says, maybe you look dead. I think I look pretty good today. Kind of feel pretty good.
Yeah, it's your hair. That's the vampire look.
I should have worn the hat.
You're still too fat to be a vampire.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm way too fat to be a vampire.
If you had a strictly liquid diet, only blood, I mean, the weight would fall off you.
I probably wouldn't live, and I might pick up all kinds of diseases from it.
Probably, but you know. But you'd also you'd have eternal life.
I'm down with the eternal life thing. I would like to be a vampire, a real life vampire.
You would be stuck in this form for the rest of eternity.
I'd be skinnier.
No, you wouldn't be. I don't think vampires lose weight.
Yeah, sure they do. Because have you ever seen a fat? Well, except for in Blade, there were some fat vampires.
See, you'd be one of those guys,
like the Russian guy.
You'd be like a vampire henchman.
Ooh, that doesn't sound
instead fun. Of like a boss vampire.
Oh no, I'd be like the godfather of vampires.
Nope.
Yes,
no,
I'm not gonna be a henchman.
You'd be the fat henchman vampire.
No. I'm large. I'm not technically fat right now. I'm large. I'm too big.
By vampire standards,
well, yeah,
you would be a fat-ass vampire.
By vampire standards, Jong's fat.
No, Jong is about vampire size.
No. He's about twice the size of a vampire.
I'm too big to be a vampire, for sure.
Are we talking vampires or jockeys?
Ooh, jockey vampires. I've got a story idea now.
Yeah. Your next novel.
Steven says, what's worse, you look like a vampire or you so fat? You're so fat. Yeah. I've seen that lady a couple times in the gym since then. If she's in the sauna, I don't go in there. I'll go to the steam room instead. I just like to avoid I like to avoid conflict.
That's a good move.
Yeah. It's because at some point, the smart ass in me is going to say something to her.
Yeah.
And I can't do that. So 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776. Only time I want to heckle you, Fred, is on a bad night at the horse track.
Well, yeah.
Hey, you know what, though? And it's taken me a long time to not let stuff like that bother me. But because, and I think I've told this story many times where I picked the card one night and then picked the first race the next day and go down and do the paddock show. And I pick a horse and the horse loses. And a guy comes up and just starts screaming at me because he lost $40. I'd pick 10 races in a row. At that point, I'm like, you know what? You can't win. It doesn't matter what you do. You can't win. So,
I mean, I got tweets. I went 2-2 in my college basketball plays last night. And, of course, the game that was the, and I get it. Like, if you see four picks and there's, you know, one of them, the two that were on national television.
Yeah.
Those are the two that lost. And I was way off on that Duke pick. I just thought Kentucky was a more experienced team. You know, John Calipari's been raving all offseason, a guy who usually doesn't have many nice things to say in the preseason.
Right.
He's like, oh, we're a little bit overrated coming into the season, but I think maybe we'll piece something together. He's been like, I love this team. So I was like, man, he must really love these guys. And, you know, Duke is a good, young team, and they just blew the doors off Kentucky.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I went 0-2 with your plays tonight. Thanks a lot. Well, what are you going to do? What can I do? You picked the wrong team.
I tell everybody that, you know, when you put them out there, if you want to use them, great. If you don't, great. When I, you know, and like with the Breeders' Cup this weekend, I had a really, really good weekend, and people were appreciative. They've also the same people who didn't beat me up when we didn't have a good Triple Crown.
Yeah.
And that's, they get it. And those I appreciate. The ones, there's some that just want, there's a group of people that just want you to fail so that.
They're
just out there wanting you to suck at it.
Well, because you do this for a living.
Right.
And there's a lot, and I get this a lot, sports radio listener who thinks that our job is easy and anybody could do that job. And I contend, yeah, it's not that easy. It's not that easy to sit here and blab your head for 3 hours.
Well,
but
I don't want to make it sound like it's,
well, we're not breaking rocks.
Yeah, it's not brain surgery, and it's not, you know, we're not out working construction all day. But I would just say anybody who's ever been in theater or been in a band If you imagine doing a 3-hour play or a 3-hour show 5 days a week, that's what it's like. And
well, not only, and you're in a, and you, when you're in a play, it's there's a script.
Right.
Like
you, I mean, we have a
this
an
is
an outline.
This is a 3-hour improv show is what it is.
And
it's a different show every night.
And the reality is to get to this point, the stuff you have to go through, the lack of money you make, all the little crap jobs you have to do to get to this point, even I came into this business really established in another business and still had to start at the bottom.
Yeah.
And to go through all that to get to where, you know, we can do this. It's not as easy as people think. It does take, you know, you've got to stay on top of things and, you know, the trends change, but everybody thinks they can do it. And so what I always tell the people who think they can do it, you know what, go start a podcast. And if you get a big following and you get a bunch of advertisers, then great. You might get an opportunity somewhere.
But you know what? Even doing a podcast isn't the same.
No, it's not. But yeah, I'm not going to sit here and act like, I think the job is easier for us than it is for a lot of people, which is why I think the show works. But I guarantee you at the end of this show, I am gassed. I mean, mentally, I am mentally gassed because I try to put everything I can into it for 3 hours. And so on my little drive over to the party tonight, there's going to be about a 10-minute stretch where I feel like, you know what? Maybe I should just go home. I just want to go home and sit on the couch and have a beer and watch some TV and unwind. And part of that, too, is like, you know, it's one of the reasons why I've had to cut back my drinking is by the time I get home, and because I'm doing so much other stuff that starts at 5:30 in the morning, by the time I get home, about 7:30, I just want to drink myself until I fall asleep.
Yeah.
And that's not healthy, and that's not a good way to deal with it. And I'm trying to deal with it in a more healthy way, which is get to the gym every day and work out my frustrations that way. And so far, so good. But it's, you know, mentally it takes a lot more out of you than I think people would realize, because you are trying. You have to be on for 3 hours. And yeah, I've done shows by myself, as of you. Those are really hard. And there's times where I just get the hell out of the way and let you do your thing, and that's fine. But then there's also times where you have to, you know, where I have to jump in and do it, and or John jumps in, and it's just you always have to be ready for that. So you have to be on. You can't just tune stuff out. And you know, you need to know what's going on, and you need to know what's going to entertain people. And I think that's the one thing that stresses me out about this part of the job is there's two things I never want to be.
Boring.
Boring is one, or bored.
Yeah.
Because if I'm bored, then I'm not enjoying what I'm doing. And, you know, and I'm cognizant of that all the time. But that's the thing. You know, you want to trade jobs? No, I don't want to trade jobs. I work my ass off to get to this one.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to trade jobs with anybody. I love what I do. But I also think the people who... I do think there's a lot of people out there who think, oh, yeah, these guys just roll in and do 3 hours, and that's all it is. There's
unless you're the guy who, like, if you're the camera, the photographer for SI, the swimsuit issue, then I'll trade jobs with you. Anybody else? No, I'm good.
What about host of Survivor?
Ooh,
yeah, that'd be good.
I would trade jobs with him. I would trade jobs with Drew Carey. What's the guy's name that hosts... what's it?
Alex Trebek?
Oh, no, not Jeopardy. I wouldn't want to do that. I would do Family Feud. What's that? Steve Harvey. I'll trade jobs with him.
Then you get your own, like, AJ Hoffman show.
I don't need that.
You don't want to deal with a bunch of women?
No. I would maybe trade jobs with... I would maybe do an AJ Hoffman show. Like, if I could trade jobs with Jimmy Kimmel or somebody like that, I would maybe do that. But I don't really...
But those
I
are wish still it, so scripted, man. You get up and do your monologue, and you can right. have fun with that.
But I want... I mean... I know guys like Jimmy Kimmel, they're not in there with, well, maybe they are in there with their writers every day, like writing out the show, like how it's going to, like the bits and things like that. But I wouldn't mind doing an interview show like that. Like I'd do my monologue, and then I, you know, maybe I could have some people do some bits, but then I would like to interview these people. But I wish I could do that on radio instead of television. Like, I don't want to go through the, I don't want to have to wear a suit every night. I don't have to put makeup on every night. I don't have to, like, put hair plugs in, because you can't be a talk show host if you're bald.
No.
So, that's too much work.
So, you want the job that you have now?
Yeah. Well, Steve Harvey's bald. He can do that job.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anybody I'd trade with right now.
But I want the job I have now just without you and Fred here.
You want to be Joe Rogan.
Instead of you and Fred, there will be a celebrity here.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
Yeah, I want that job. But I don't want to do it on podcast. I don't want that. I want it to be on the radio.
I don't know. He makes a lot of money on podcasts.
That's true. He does.
He's the number one podcast. And
he does that podcast how many times a week?
I don't know.
Like once or twice, maybe?
Yeah, but they're like a couple hours.
What? We don't do a couple hours? That's true. That might be a good job. I would maybe do. I'd trade jobs with Joe Rogan. And then like, occasionally, once or twice a month, I'll go, I'll do color commentary for a UFC fight. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a couple weeks off. I'll go do some stand-up. Okay. I'll trade jobs with Joe Rogan.
And get paid millions by doing Netflix specials.
Yeah. I'll trade with him.
I'm trying to think who I would. I think the only thing that I'd want to do from here, because this allows me to do a lot of other cool stuff too, like writing and things that I plan to continue to do for a long time. I think the only thing I'd like to do besides this is like NHL Network would be fun, but the reality is, I get so bored with that just talking hockey after 6 months.
Good Lord.
It's almost, I don't know. This to me feels like the perfect venue for what I do because I don't get bored with anything.
Well, someone asked me why I don't do an MMA podcast. Two or three times a week, they said, do an MMA podcast. First of all, like, I got a job. Like, I do, this show is my priority. Secondly, I don't want to talk about MMA for over an hour, two or three times a week. That's too much.
I don't want to talk gambling for that long. People have said, I do a horse racing podcast. Like, no, I don't want to do that for an hour. I'd get bored. But the reality is, I think, at this point, I'm not adding anything unless there's financial compensation attached to it at the risk of sounding like a mercenary. Like if somebody really wanted me to do a horse racing podcast, it would cost X amount of dollars for me to do it. I'm not, there's nothing I'm going to add to my plate right now that doesn't have something attached to it. And that's probably an a-hole way to be, but I don't have time. Right now, my time is pretty limited, so there's going to be money attached to it. That makes me a bad person, so be it. And then I'll bet that money on my bookie, because that's what we do. And, all right, so if you went 2-2 on the college basketball, I'm sure AJ will have another college basketball for you. I'm sure I might have a hockey play for you here next segment, too, which you're welcome to use or not use. And the great thing is, if you do use it, you can go to my bookie. And I use my bookie for everything, horses, NFL, college football, NBA every now and then, hockey, you name it, CFL playoffs this weekend. I'll have some action on that. What I like about my bookie is when I win, I get paid and cashed out from Breeders' Cup the other day and in my account, which I love. They're safe, reliable. They've been in business for years, and that's why I use them. I don't use any other website right now. They've got in-game betting, so if you get home late, you're stuck in traffic. At least you get to listen to us, but when you get home, you can still get in on the games. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or Google MyBookie and get your account started. Right now, they'll match your first deposit dollar for dollar. That's right, a dollar for dollar match on your deposit. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Just Google MyBookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. MyBookie. I'm going all in. Gas break, I dip the cash game. I flip the stack,
ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. All right, guys, if your job is just draining you, wake up. You can do something else. IT, I know what you're thinking. I'm not a math or science guy. No, I don't want to trade jobs with you. But it doesn't matter if you're not a math or science guy. They don't care. It's not rocket science we're talking. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that's their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you do, go to mycomputercareer.edu, take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week. You'll get everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-3776. Mott said you could do Monday morning quarterback. I think I'd get bored with that too. Well, I'll be honest. There's things in the works right now that if I want to a year from now, I can just write novels and play poker. That's it.
That'd be nice.
And it sounds good on the surface. And it may happen. I mean, it's more likely that it won't than it will. But how fast do you think I'd get bored with that?
Probably pretty fast.
I mean, you've been around me enough. I mean, I keep going out and adding stuff to my damn job because I get bored, even if it's too much. And it's like, I don't know, man. And I do feel like I've got... Probably, if I were just doing it full time, depending on how long I live, I think I've got 15 more novels in me. And if I'm not doing it full time, like over the next 6-7 years,
yeah,
probably 5 or 6. So I don't know, but I have too much fun. I do, and lately, yeah, it's been very stressful because you know I have taken on too much, but that's okay. You know, I like what I do for the most part. I get a little frustrated with some. I admit I have to find some more ways to have fun. Like, I talked about going to Coushatta for the weekend a couple weekends ago, and then wound up not going. And you know, I need a couple days off. That's all.
Yeah.
And I'll be fine because we all go through this. You get to a certain point where you just get burned out, and I'm not there yet, but I'm getting close. So, I guess Nelson Cruz is a big thing. Among Astros rumors, was Kerry asking odds Astros land Cruz? That's the third person to ask me about it.
Apparently.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was actually, before all the rumors started, I was like, that's a guy that they should target.
Yeah.
I mean, you're essentially replacing what, Evan Gattis? You get third. I mean, Nelson Cruz, much better player than Evan Gattis.
Yeah, but I mean, how long do you want to pay Nelson Cruz?
A couple years.
I mean, 2 years tops in my opinion.
Yeah. I'm still on the if he's available, which I still am not buying.
I think he's a free agent.
No, but I'm going to say I'm still on the Paul Goldschmidt train.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If they're going to make him available, that's the guy I would go after.
I mean, I'll do both. Nelson Cruz, your DH.
Yeah. If you want to spend that much of Jim Crane's money.
It's not mine.
All right. So, hey, Barstool Sports wrote this, and I've been hearing this and was going to write it. But there's going to be a change in the Arizona Coyotes ownership.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of talk that when Seattle comes into the league, that either Arizona or Calgary would move to Houston and move to the Central Division.
What?
So they wrote that. I've been told that by a couple people that there might be something in the works and was working on that story. So just so you know, for hockey fans out there, there's a lot of talk about it. 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. And, Juan says, I always look to your guys' picks and RJ's to get more info and see what I'm missing. I ever try to tell people is use stuff that we give you like we're having a conversation about the game. Because if you love a game and we hate it, don't let us talk you out of it ever. If you like it and you hear both of us like it and Brad or RJ – then it's just supposed to reinforce your thinking on it. And, you know, I hope it helps people's opinions on stuff. And I have somebody tweeted me the other day when I, on the Breeders' Cup race, said, I really like Whitmore to be first or second. And he's talking about how he liked Roy H. Well, Roy H won and Whitmore ran second. So guess what? We're both right. Everybody's happy. But, you know, that's the horse he was going with. And that's what. I just want you to think about these other horses. Now, I don't know if he used my horse and hit the exact a bunch of times, but if he did, that's really smart. So, all right.
People want to know about Man Centers.
They do.
Apparently.
Yeah.
The Y Factor presented by Man Centers. These guys, they got it going on. And, you know, I've been telling you about Man Centers for a while. You're getting close to the end of the year. So that means you've almost used up. I mean, you probably used up all your insurance deductible. You probably, you know, you've done enough stuff that now you can take advantage of it. Man Center is a great place to visit while you still got that. So before the end of the year, get down to Man Centers, get checked out. First of all, it's free to get checked out for you gentlemen. And maybe you've got low testosterone. Maybe it's affecting you in the gym or in the bedroom or even at work. And there's a lot of ways to fix it, but there's a lot of ways that aren't as good for you. Man Centers, they focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. They've got three locations, Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball. And you guys down in Webster, you guys need to go check out the one down there. It's a great location. And again, they have that free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. Call them today to set up an appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. It's the Y Factor presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. What are the odds Wednesday? Make sure you check out sportsmap.com. Lots of great stuff on there every day. Tons of videos, tons of written content. Just a really fun site. You can follow us on Twitter at sportsmaphou. At 5:51, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Billy Gibbons, best known as the guitarist and lead vocalist from ZZ Top, live in concert, featuring Matt Sorum, Austin Hanks, and Elwood Francis for the Big Bad Blues Tour at Revention Music Center this Friday, November 9th. Tickets are on sale at all Ticketmaster outlets. Caller, did I say a caller number? Okay, 5 at 5:51. Trying to make it easy on everybody. Texter asking, what would your five novels be? I have three almost. Well, the first one should be out by the end of the year. The Jesus Just Left Chicago. We're certainly going to have the audiobook out by the end of the year. But I'm hoping the end of the year for that one. The sequel, I have 80% done. Just so you know, spoiler alert, there is a sequel that I think will be ready to go by midsummer. And then the third one that I'm almost done with is the novel version of the thing I posted on Sports and Stuff, that Land of the Living Skies. I've got that expanded to about 80,000 words. That'll be out at the end of 2020. After that, I don't know. I've still got a vampire trilogy in me, I think. I've got
the lead character.
Dude, I looked at myself in the mirror in there. You know what I saw? Now I'm like paranoid. I saw old creepy vampire that would never get blood because there's no one going to go anywhere near this guy.
I see Grandpa Munster.
And that's even worse. How often do you think Grandpa Munster got laid? Like, never, right?
I don't know.
Except early on, which made him a grandpa.
Well, early on, I assume that Grandpa Munster in his middle ages looked like Ted Cruz.
Dude, do not put Ted Cruz on me.
I mean, you're Ted Cruz with a deeper hairline. Maybe a bigger nose.
Can I go home now? Can we do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day?
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I'll let you be the judge of this one, because a group of school teachers are in trouble for insensitive and inappropriate costumes.
Oh, boy.
At Halloween.
Blackface.
No blackface. It was
Mexican face.
Not per se.
White face.
We're going to go to Middleton, Idaho.
You sure it's not blackface?
No, it's not blackface. Okay. No, they all basically dressed up in Make America Great Again gear.
Okay.
And they are all a piece of a wall that says Make America Great Again.
These are teachers?
These are teachers.
All right.
There you are. There's your wall.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it is kind of funny.
It is funny. That's the thing. It's like I
don't have a problem with that.
I don't either.
It's stupid when you're a teacher, but
right, it's not
if you saw that at a costume contest, you'd laugh.
Yeah. You say, okay, that's pretty good.
There's just a time and a place for those things.
But of course.
Like a teacher dressing as a stripper, not a great idea.
Unless she's hot.
Yeah, but even then it's going to be frowned upon because you work at a school.
I know. And I kind of get it, but they said this. They didn't believe they dressed up maliciously. They just used poor judgment. That's kind of how I feel about this. They were trying to make a joke.
Yeah.
But, you know, here's the response from the Commission on Hispanic Affairs. Hispanic parents, a lot of them, and especially non-English-speaking parents, already feel intimidated going into the school. And how does that make students feel? They get it from students, and now they're getting it from teachers, too.
Well,
the wall's just keeping you from the blackboard. That's all. God, what are you whining about? Oh, it's Idaho. How many Hispanic kids could you have in the class?
Yeah, I can't imagine many.
Oh, well. Yeah, it's one of those things. I love that people try stuff, but if you're a teacher, you probably have to hold yourself to a little different standard.
Agreed.
So that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
The song that is sweeping the nation.
I think it's swept.
Yeah. We've already determined that. It has swept the nation.
It's done. Done and done.
All right. So I got some other non-sportsy stuff. I got some sportsy stuff. Kind of whatever you want to do next hour. I know we looked at the lines a little bit. I'm going to have my official plays ready tomorrow.
I have a few plays tonight.
You know what? I'm going to give a hockey play next segment. How's that?
Okay. Well, should I save mine for next segment too then?
Well, how close are we to next segment? That's the important thing.
I mean,
2 minutes.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's do some now.
Oh, yeah. I'll do mine now. First of all, let me mention that I tried out this app a while back, and I've decided I'm going to give it a shot again, and maybe an easier way to track my plays. It's called the Action Network app. And basically what you can do is you can put your bets in there and it keeps track of everything for you, which I normally do on a spreadsheet anyway. But the cool thing about this app is you can choose people to follow and you can just see their picks all the time. So it may eventually, my action, no pun intended, may eventually migrate from Twitter to this. Because then, like, when you're on this, I don't think there's a place for people to write and tell you what an a-hole you are because you gave 4 picks, went 2-2, and they took the 2 losers. So that might be something. It keeps up with my units won and lost and things like that. I don't know. It may be a pain in the ass. I'm going to try it for a little while.
I'm not too worried. I kind of feel like people want to dog me. Doesn't matter.
But I'm on both football games tonight. I've got Miami of Ohio +4.5, Toledo +3.5, and it looks like you can get a better number on both of those games at this point. And I have a parlay and a teaser with them, and I've got one college hoops play tonight, Arizona -21.5.
Okay.
Against Houston Baptist.
Oh, the Huskies.
That's right.
Go Huskies.
No, go Arizona Wildcat. Right. Go Huskies and keep it, lose by 22 or more.
I'm with you on Toledo. It's one of my plays tonight. And I have one hockey play. The Anaheim Ducks +130 at home against the Calgary Flames. Anaheim sucks right now. Calgary's actually playing pretty well. But Calgary historically has been terrible at Anaheim. And I think the Ducks are going to get it together tonight. Calgary's
quack.
Yeah.
Quack.
We're going for the Ducks.
Quack.
Exactly.
Quack.
Which, and yeah, I'm a big Calgary guy, so I'm going against a team I like here.
Yeah.
But the one positive to the entire Anaheim season has been their goalies really good.
Who won our matchup last night between our goalies?
I think I did.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm still getting killed. And actually, So Gibson's not starting tonight. Ryan Miller is his backup, but he's pretty good too.
Yeah, you remember when Ryan Miller was like the best goalie in the world?
Well, yeah, he almost carried the U.S. to the gold medal at the Olympics.
Now he's a backup goalie?
Yeah, but he's also, what, 37, 38?
Yeah.
And I was looking at Nelson Cruz. He's going to be 38. I could see signing him to a one-year Carlos Beltran deal.
But I think he'll get more than that.
You think he'll get more than $16
million? No, I think he'll get more than 1 year.
At 38 years old?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's right, but that's why I'd be wary of it.
Yeah, I'm not interested at 2 years.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop, the six-year anniversary sale going on now. Thanksgiving's just around the corner. If you're anything like me, my family's already asked me to smoke a turkey. So that's my responsibility now. I'm a responsible adult, and I'm in charge of the turkey now. So I don't want to do it on some raggedy-ass grill, an old smoky that I got, 25 years ago that has a rust hole in the bottom. You want something nice. You want something that's going to work and something that's going to last. Texas Star Grill Shop's got it. They've got those Pits and Spit smokers. That's what I've got. Houston-made, high-quality, heavy-duty construction and performance that's second to none. There used to be a waiting list, but no more. They've got plenty in stock now, so go check them out. They've also got the Traeger wood pellet grills. They'll throw in a cover and two bags of pellets for free. They're running out quick, so get yours before they sell out. They've got the Saber infrared gas grills if you're more into that. They've got charcoal grills from Kamado Joe. And you can spruce up your home with a new outdoor kitchen. Everything from grills to pizza ovens to kegerators, they've got you covered. All the leading brands, all sold at discount prices. Save big during Texas Star Grill Shop's anniversary sale. Free delivery and assembly. Located at 59 and Shepherd in Houston or 8905 Luetta Road in Spring in the Champions area. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.